Okay, we began last week with Mishloach Manos, part one. And I mentioned last week that obviously it's a popular topic. I think Rabbi Reish always talks about it. So Rabbi Cohen just told me that he just spoke about it. So you guys were probably all very smart. You were able to make all sorts of smart points based on our shiur. Hopefully, though, some of the stuff that he told you. I know one thing. What I'm going to say this week does not overlap with what I said last week. I have new stuff to say from what we said last week. Hopefully his shiur did not exhaust everything either. To remind you, one thing I know that we focused on, perhaps that others do not when they give the shiur, to remind you is we did speak about, of course, the famous chakira, the famous two approaches to Mishloach Manos, whether it is to help the suda, the Trumas HaDeshen, or is it to elicit Ava v'Achva v'Reyus, Ava Yisrael, according to the Menos HaLevi, or Shlomo Alkibitz. And we mentioned last week a number of nafkaminas, the famous ones, whether the person is mochel, if you give anonymously, what about giving by a shliach, things of that nature. But we also mentioned last week is a chiddush perhaps, that perhaps there's a third approach, which in most presentations, most svarim, you do not see a third approach. But we suggested that if you're medayik in the Rambam, perhaps he has a third approach. That is to say that even though the Rambam, in many svarim, I've seen some contemporary or achronim who connect the Trumas HaDeshen and the Rambam, which we were suggesting is a mistake. The Rambam does seem to have a very strong presentation of linking Mishloach Manos to the Suda, and that's when everyone's bells go off, Trumas HaDeshen. But we pointed out, if you read the Rambam carefully, he does not say what the Trumas HaDeshen says. What he seems to be saying is that giving Mishloach Manos is not to help someone else on their Suda, rather it's a kiyum in your Suda. And we pointed out, aside from the diuk and the lashon of what he does say, but furthermore, the fact that the Rambam says if you're forced to choose between Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim, that you should give more money from Matanos Avyonim because that is helping other people. He said, well, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, Mishloach Manos is also helping other people. So it would be hard to understand that line of the Rambam if you really agreed with the Trumas HaDeshen. So therefore, that's why, again, we suggested that, yes, it's true that I fulfill my mitzvah by giving somebody else, but the kiyum, or what we like to sometimes call the cha-ching moment, happens in your suda, when you take, when you're mafresh, if you will, your food from your suda, and not so much when it goes to the next person. And we mentioned some other points and nuances that indicate this, and I want to keep going now with both the two main approaches, as well as our possible third approach, with some other nafkaminas as well. So, we saw last week, again, one of the first issues that Trumas HaDeshen himself discussed was giving bed sheets or clothing for Mishloach Manos. So amazingly, there's also a discussion, again, conceptually it's identical, but it's just such a fascinating thing to me that I want to mention it independently, even just for a moment, that there is a discussion in the Mefarshim not only about those type of non-food items, but specifically about Sfarim. Can you give a gift of a sefer for Mishloach Manos? So, on the one hand, the Taz and others really fleshing out what seems to be already implicit in the Shulchan Aruch, again, we know from the Trumas HaDeshen, tell us, lo begadim, lo shar dvarim, and shar dvarim l'chor includes svarim as well. You have to give food, you can't give anything else. However, there are some mefarshim, the Mahari Asad, which is not on your sheet, Simon Reish Vav, discusses the possibility of giving a sefer, but also, more recently, there was a Hungarian Rav in the Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael who also discussed this question. And he explicitly links it to our broader Chakira. And he says, perhaps the question of giving Divrei Torah from Mishloach Manos will depend. De lefi masha kasov ha-manos ha-levi. De tam Mishloach Manos hu laharos ahavas reyim. The whole purpose is to show your love of your friend. So what do you say? Im kein, tam b'divrei Torah. Harilo Ava, right? If you're a Ben Torah, he's a Ben Torah, so what greater show of affection can you have than sharing Torah with the person? Hey, Shlomer Shepherd Yotzimba. Amram Lefimashkot Vetrumas HaDeshen, that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to help with the Suda. So again, as important as it is to have good Divrei Torah at the Suda, but that's not the Suda. The Suda is the food, and therefore you wouldn't be Yotzei. Now, if we would just stop here, Lechora, there's not anything that's that interesting. You know, Mali bed sheets, Mali a Sefer. It's all a question of food versus not food. Okay. But however, he adds something. Others saw him point this out, but this Divrei Yisrael points it out in a very clear way, which is why I used him as a source. He points out something amazing. He does, well, two things. Number one is, in light of what he just said, he connects this question to the question that we saw last week about Mechila. And he says, therefore, if you hold that, if it's based on Avav Achva, Avas Yisrael, that therefore you're Yotze with Torah, we also said last week that if you hold that the purpose is for Avas Yisrael, you can even be Yotze if the person says, I'm Ochel, I don't need it, it's okay. Oh, you love me, you came all the way over to give me your lachmanos, but you know, it's okay, look how much food I have, I can't even have room for it on my table. But the Rama said, you're Yotze even if the person's Mochel. And as we saw last week, in the Chasam Sofer, that's based on the assumption that the Rama also holds like the Menos HaLevi, that's based on Avas Yisrael. So says the Divrei Yisrael, well, if we say that the Rama holds it's Avas Yisrael, and therefore Mechila works, we can assume that the Rama would also say that Sfarim work, since that's also for Avas Yisrael. Now, lest you say, well, that's speculative, and maybe you could distinguish, and Lachor, you could distinguish, but he comes with the trump card. He says, in fact, historically, we know, at least 1 year, the Rama gave a sefer for Mishloach Manos. And how do we know it? Because the Rama told us. The Rama wrote a commentary, not well known, on Megillas Esther, called the Mechir Yayin. And if you take a look here, it says the Divrei Yisrael, the last four lines here, just look at the last two lines, it's underlined. Rabbeinu HaRama Osokein Halacha L'maisa. In fact, he did it himself. Kasher Chiber HaKuntres Mechir Yayin, when he wrote his commentary on the Megillah, Perush al Megillas Esther, V'sholchu L'aviv L'mana L'sameach Libo B'Yimei Purim. Again, it wasn't like today's day and age where you can mass print things. Maybe he only had a few copies. Maybe he only printed one copy, at least initially, I don't know. But he sent a copy to his father. And in the back of the copy, and we have, I guess he subsequently was printed more, obviously. We've seen copies of it. The Divrei Yisrael points out that in the back, I decided to put on the sheet, but he gives you even the nusach, where the Rama writes on the back of the copy that we now have for posterity, the version that we have for posterity, that I gave this to my father out from Mishloach Manos this year. So it's an amazing thing. It's not just a potential taliyah. Well, if the Rama holds this way, he'll hold this way. Says the Rama, Mamish, you see that the Rama held this way. So you'll say, how could the Rama do this? Didn't the Shulchan Aruch say it has to be food? Didn't the Chumash Hadashah say it has to be food? Didn't the Taz say it has to be food? The answer is yes. But that was all based on an assumption that the purpose of the Shulchan Aruch is to help the Suda. But if you hold like the Rama, which is really like the Menos HaLevi, that the purpose is Avas Yisrael, again, it takes a little guts. I wouldn't advise this halacha l'maisa. But in fact, apparently, at least once, the Rama himself did it. Okay, I thought that was interesting. At some point, you're going to nod like this is new to you, or you know all this already. This is new, or is it not? That was new?
Yeah, no.
Huh? He did mention it?
Not the Rama.
Okay. Anyway. All right. If you guys could just space out in Shurim more often, it would be helpful to me. Number seven. Okay. The Gemara Megillah talks about a unique situation where Abaye bar Avin and Rav Chanina bar Avin, I guess they were brothers, were Machal Feisudu Sayu Lahadadi. I don't even want to translate that because the Machlokas were showing them how to translate that. What does that mean? They were Machal Feisudu Sayu. So Rashi says, 1 year Zeh Ochelim Zeh, Abai went to his brother's house, and the next year, Chanina went to his house. They switched off. They always ate Purim Suda together. You have people like this probably out of Yom HaZeh, right? Every year we do Purim Suda together. 1 year you host, the next year you host. They do it together. The Ran, however, says no. Really what happened is they were very, very poor. So what they did was, they couldn't afford to make a suda for themselves and give Mishloach Manos. So they came up with an ingenious solution. They gave each other Mishloach Manos, therefore it was a net zero. No one lost anything. Each one had given Mishloach Manos, and each one had then food for Sudas Purim. So the Beis Yosef asked the Kasha on Rashi. Says the Beis Yosef, according to Rashi, that they each ate at each other's house, the context of the Gemara implies that Machal Fisudu Sayhu wasn't just a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. But as the Ran said explicitly, it was a way of fulfilling Mishloach Manos. So ask the Beis Yosef, how could you say V'kosha li al dvarav Imkin ha'yim akayim Mishloach Manos Yishl Reyu? V'im tomar ha'yushlochan Manos Yishl Reyu Amakim ma'yas al-ashmunan. If all they did was eat in each other's house, so then there is no Mishloach Manos. That's just Sudas Purim. And if you tell me that, no, of course, when they switched in each other's house, that was just Sudas Purim. And by the way, even though it doesn't mention it in the Gemara, but they also sent Mishloach Manos. Well, something like that, the Gemara didn't tell us that. But then he says, then what's the point of telling you if they eat each other? We don't need to know the social calendar of the brothers Bar Oven. You know, and do they go to their sisters for Thanksgiving? I mean, who cares? Says the Beis Yosef, the whole purpose of the Gemara was a chiddush Mishloach Manos. But only the chiddush can be only so big. How can you say, according to Rashi, that if we just eat a suda together, we're fulfilling Mishloach Manos? How does that make any sense? So the Bach tries to answer for Rashi. And the Bach says, Kevin detam Mishloach Manos who? The Bach, as we mentioned last week, agrees with the Manos Halevi that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is for the purpose of Avas Yisrael and Achdus. Im Kain, Im Yisod Echad Im Re'ehu, Harihem Besimcha Betuv Leiv Mishte Yachad. Peturehem Me'ata Mechiyov Mishloach Manos. Who would then be Shana Bet? By the way, you should go Shana Bet. V'chein v'chol shana v'shana. I don't even get anything from that. Next year, you just won't come to my shir. Alright, fine. There's one guy. Im yachzor v'yisad etzlo k'mo b'shana she'avra nam yotzei shnei levosom. Says the Bach, each year, amazing chiddush of the Bach, they both fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. If the azlinan basar taima to the extreme, according to the Bach, we have to know, what's the reason of Mishloach Manos? Avas Yisrael, Achtos, we should be buddy-buddy. Well, there's more than one way to be buddy-buddy. Guys get together every year, we know, right? And you see this, by the way, I remember in, my parents don't have anyone particularly like this, let's say for Purim Suda, but in Baltimore, I remember the first year we got there, we talked to people about Purim Suda, and like every person we'd asked, like in the beginning, we asked a few different families to come to our Purim Suda, we invited people, like, oh, we would love to come, Rabbi, but you know, for the last 18,000 years, we've been doing Purim Suda with the same three families. And then we'd ask somebody else, well, for the last 24,000 years, we've been eating, like everyone's got these long histories of like, oh, it's like a certain chevra, we always get together. In Israel here, it's the same thing. And last year when we came to our new neighbor, Ramat Shiloh, this one's been going, you know, but the whole neighbor's only 2 years old, but somehow they've been getting together for 17,000 years. Anyway, you know, there's a certain chevra, a certain sense of, you know, and people are busy during the year, but you know, always know, Purim Suda, we get together with these friends, you know, we're so close with them. So says the Bach, what's Gadol Mishloach Manos Mizeh? What could be better than that? That's Avas Yisrael. If you're just worrying about eating a Purim Suda, you can eat by yourself. But you get together with friends. What could be better? Not just the host who provided the food. Even the guests. Everyone's fulfilling Mishloach Manos because we're all increasing and strengthening our Avas Yisrael. So the question is, if that's, again, it's an amazing explanation. So how do you understand the Ran then? What's Pshat in the Ran? So one possibility is to say that Ein Chanami, the Ran, agrees in principle, in Lomdus, the Ran agrees that the purpose of the mitzvah is Avas Yisrael. He just thinks this is going too far. This is a little bit extreme. Especially to say that the guest fulfills Mishloach Manos, that's the best mitzvah ever. You know, I can come to your house, do nothing, except for fress, and fulfill two mitzvahs. Sudas Purim and Mishloach Manos. You know, to me it wouldn't be such a stretch for the Ran to say, you know, when you started off, Avas Yisrael, I said, all good, but then you went a little too extreme on me. There's got to be all serious, to put it in maybe more halachic terms, maybe you need a maisa of Mishloach Manos. This eating together is not a maisa Mishloach. We saw last week from the Binyan Sion how much he made a big deal of the diktuk, Mishloach versus Matanos, that Mishloach is the act of giving, maybe even for a shliach. So minimally, they have to do an act of giving, you know. That's not an unreasonable chita. So he could agree in principle with the Bach, but think that maybe he's taking it too far. However, I also thought perhaps we could say something very different. Perhaps we could explain Rashi and the Ran very differently than the Bach. Maybe we could say almost in just the opposite. See, I would have explained Rashi in the exact opposite. This is, again, just Gottlieb here. Let's go with Rashi. Rashi says, as the Beis Yosef seems to understand, you fulfill Mishloach Manos by eating a Suda together. So the Bach came riding in on his horse, save the day, it's Avos Yisrael. I would have said just the opposite. Maybe you see from Rashi that he holds that the whole essence of Mishloach Manos is to make sure someone has enough for their Suda. So I could give you a bottle of grape juice and a box of Mike and Ike's, or I could invite you over for my Suda. I mean, how much better is that?
How's the guest going to
say? So that's an interesting question, according to what I'm saying with the guest Biyotze. Maybe, I'm not sure. But certainly, since the whole Chiddush of Rashi is that they're sharing a Suda, and somehow that helps Mishloach Manos. So L'chora, there's really a way of, you could argue, I think, that it's more connected to the Suda than anything else. And if that's the case, then maybe the Ran is arguing, maybe the Ran Dafka holds that it's a din in Avos Yisrael. But the way you fulfill Avos Yisrael is that you need an act of giving, as we mentioned before. It could be that it's just the opposite of what the Bach suggests. Again, the Bach wasn't explaining the Ran. But it could be that if we wanted to explain them both, again, it's not mukhrach in either direction. That's obvious, I think. But still, I think that one could argue that perhaps Rashi is really holding based on Suda, and therefore by sharing the Suda together, somehow, some kind of a chulent, at least one, if not both of them, are Yotze. Whereas the Ran might hold, no, that's not enough. What did the Ran's pshat in the Gemara? We each switch gifts, even though we end up with the exact same grape juice and Mike and Ike's, but now we've... But so why would the Ran require us to go through that motion? It doesn't help. According to the Ran, there's no V-boy Suda at all. So the Ran L'chora can't hold like the Truma Sedeshin for sure, because I didn't help anybody with anything. He has the same amount of food he would have had without me. What did I help him to do? But if, by the fact that I gave you, that shows I care about you. You gave me, that shows you care about me. So the fact we always do it together shows we care about each other. But it could be that the Ran is the one who holds that it's Avos Yisrael. And maybe Rashi holds it's from the Suda. Again, that would be very much not like the Bach. If we accepted the Bach's understanding of Rashi, then I still think you would say that the Ran holds that it's Ava. He just may have held that you needed a formal Ma'is Nesim. Okay, that's, again, altogether in our shir, that's fifth Nafkamina. But for today, that's Nafkamina number two. Number three for today. Take a look at number eight. It's a suffix that's mentioned both by Reb Shlomo Kluger and by the Maharam Shik in Ashuva Simen Tuf Lamet Aleph. And that is the following question. Let's say you have a product, a food, which you are not allowed to eat. It's asr bahana for you. But the recipient that you're going to give the food to is allowed to eat it. Are you yotzei or not? That's the suffix of the Chachma Shlomo. Nistapakti b'shlichos manos. I'm Baruch Hashem healthy, so I'm not allowed to eat this. But this chola needs this food for getting better, and it's the type of food which he's allowed to eat as a chola. That's mutter for him. Oh, iser Torah l'chola sheish bo sakana. Are you yotzei b'zeh mishloach manos? So says the Chachma Shlomo, you know what this is dependent on? Im azlinan basra ha-makabel, v'hai roi l'achilo, v'azlinan basra ha-nosein, u'lididei ein roi. He's not sure. If we go by the giver, well, the giver can't benefit from it, then you wouldn't be yotzei. We go by the recipient can't be nana, therefore you would be yotzei. So we mentioned last week, especially when we saw the tshuva of the ksav sofer, that it was clear that he understood, presumably in keeping with his father, the Chassam Sofer, that this, another way of phrasing the Manos HaLevi versus the Trumas HaDeshen, was if we would say, Nosein versus Makabel. That is to say, the Trumas HaDeshen helping with the Suda means that we're going according to the Makabel. We want the Makabel, the recipient, to help with the Suda. But if you held that it's Avas Yisrael, the idea was it's a din in the Nosein. That is, that by me giving, I am demonstrating my love. So, says the Chochma Shlomo, then we have a nafkamina. If you hold this based on Avas Yisrael, that's dependent on me. There's a food that I can't eat. Exactly what kind of sacrifice or love of you does it show that I gave it to you? It's not like I could eat it anyway. I could have given it to the cleaning lady, I gave it to you. Great, we're tight. It doesn't show anything. But if the purpose is that I want to help you with your suda, so what's the difference whether I could have eaten it or not? I'm giving you something to help you with your suda. Now he's not machriya, the Chachma Shlomo. Chachma Shlomo. But l'chora, that's exactly what he has in mind. And in fact, the Maharam Shik, which is not on your sheet, but the Maharam Shik, as I mentioned, he exactly says this, and the Maharam Shik himself personally, he thinks that the ikr is for the recipient. And therefore he says, you are yotzei with something as long as the recipient can have hana'a. Now I would add, by the way, here's where our third approach could really have enough nafkamina. Because until now we said, if you hold like the suda approach, that means that you are yotzei, because the person can eat it at his suda. But here I would say, this is an example where, if we're right in the Rambam, I think the Rambam would disagree. Because even yes, we said, the Rambam talked about suda, but we mentioned very carefully that the Rambam wasn't talking about your suda, he was talking about the giver's suda. That part, and as we explained, that part of our mitzvah of Sudas Purim is that we should take Kilu from what we have and give to somebody else. Think outside of ourselves. Well, it could argue then, if we were right, then that only makes sense if we're giving you something that we could have included from our Suda. And therefore, since we could have included it in our Suda, but we instead chose to give it to somebody else, that's the mitzvah. But if I couldn't even have included it in my own Suda because that's also for me to eat, then I would say, according to our approach in the Rambam, our third approach, you would be yotzei. So again, of the three approaches, I would say it only makes sense to say you're yotzei if you hold like a straight, hard line from a sadesha. It's all about the recipient. If you help them, you help them. Not. But if you hold like either of the other two approaches, either the Menos HaLevi or our approach, based on the Rambam, then I think you would not be yotzei. Yeah?
How about if it's like trade food that is or v'hanah? Not trade, like things that are...
Who's allowed to eat that?
So
why is that different than what we're saying here?
So you can't benefit from it. So you don't say that you're benefiting.
But mitzvah slav the hana was
mitzvah.
Yeah, I don't think that would not count as a hana.
No, okay.
I don't think so. Not the if the hana is that now they like me better, maybe they'll do me a favor next time. Then that would be usur. If it's just the kiyum ha-mitzvah, doesn't count as hana. Okay? Good. Let's mention another very, very important thing. And here we're going to get to a very important statement of Chasam Sofer. I told you we'd get to it last week, but we're now just moments away from that exciting revelation. Okay. Shiloh. We're not fundraisers. When our Rosh Hashivas have to worry about fundraising. But let's talk a little tachlis here. Let's talk a little money. Mishloach manos. Does it matter what your zip code is? Does it matter if you live in the five towns? Peterson Park, fancy Chicago, Beverly Hills, what other neighborhoods were you guys from? I don't know. I'm excluding all of Israel. And certainly Baltimore. Anyway, where people are a little bit more modest. But anyway, does it matter how wealthy the person is? That's my question, in all seriousness. I don't want to go to London, of course. The Queen. Okay. So, the poskim discuss two variations of the shaila. Does it matter? Well, we have different standards based on the wealth of the giver, and or does it matter? Do we have different standards based on the wealth of the recipient? This comes out of a Gemara in Megillah, on Tav Zayin. But the Gemara tells about Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was very wealthy, and he sent Mishloach Manos to somebody named Rav Oshia, and he sent them an Itma de Igla, Tlasa, Garba de Chamra. He sent them something which apparently was very modest, this type of meat and some type of yayin. Shalachle, according to our Nusach, our Girsa in the Gemara, Shalachle, he sent back to him, Kiyamta b'nai Rabbeinu mishlachmanos ish l'reihu u'matanos avyonim, which is a chiddush. If you accept our nusach of the Gemara, you can piggyback. If you give mishlachmanos to an ani, which apparently he was, then you can fulfill with the same gift mishlachmanos and matanos avyonim. That's itself a chiddush. But I want to focus not on the nusach of the Gemara as we have it, but on the Yerushalmi. The Ritva and other Rishonim quote a Yerushalmi. And then the Yerushalmi's nusach, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesina meant to give him Mishloach Manos. And then Rabbi Oshia responds, and here we could add for editorial sake, a little tersely, a little sarcastically, Kiyamta Rabbeinu Matanos Levyonim. Period. Shtach. As if to say the Ritva understands according to Yerushalmi, that with that gift, he was not Yotzei Mishloach Manos. I'm an Ani, he gave me something. Okay, it's Matanos Avyonim. But it was not Mishloach Manos. Well, why not? I gave you food. So the Ritva explains. Pirish, middle of the third line. Shlohaisa Yakara Hatashura Be'enov. V'yomer Sh'ena Matana La'odam Kamohu. V'yotzei De'yachov Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu. In other words, says the Ritva, you see from the Yerushalmi, that we go based on the wealth of the giver. If you're a very wealthy guy, and you give a skimpy mishloach manos, you're not Yotzei. If you're more of an average means, so then you give an average mishloach manos, you are Yotzei. But your mishloach manos have to be commensurate with your means. Now the Gemara, which I didn't put on the sheet, it was my mistake, but the Gemara continues, and the Ritva paraphrases it on the last line, Harar Shalachla, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia then sent him back some extra food, even fancier, Tlosa Garbi Yain, even more wine, and then Shalachle, he responded to him, Kiyamta ben Rabbeinu Shalach Manos L'Rabbeinu Shalach, then you've done both. Kolomar says the Ritva, Shezu HaTshura HaRuyalach. Oh, you see from this, then when he gave the second time, now that's for Rabbi Yehuda Nesina, a rich guy like that, that's already an appropriate type of thing. So if we stop here for a moment, how do we understand this Ritva? How can we place this Ritva in the context of our larger Chakira? What do you think? What do you think? What, say what you mean?
Because as in, obviously you were also giving him a meal, he could eat whatever you gave him, but the point is, it's like, oh wow, like, oh, the rich guy gave me like a penny. So it's not really
exactly. I think that's correct. I think that's correct. The Achronim speak out from this Ritva. That you see, if you hold that it's based like the Trumas Hadeshen, and it's just to help you with the meal, okay, I gave you food, it's edible, you can eat it for your meal. But if the whole purpose is to show that I love you, by me giving you something that's so shvach, it's certainly not showing that I love you, and if anything, you know, it's a check is in the mail kind of message. You know, don't call me, I'll call you, kind of thing. You know, that's what the Ritva is basically saying. You know, she's a great personality kind of statement, you know what I mean? No second date. That only makes sense according to the Menachos HaLevi, that it's all based on Avos Yisrael. We could argue, by the way, perhaps, according to our approach in the Rambam, L'chaora, you also wouldn't be Yotzei. Because if you're supposed to give part of your Seuda as a way of showing your love of somebody, your generosity, excuse me, take it back, supposed to give part of your suda to be magnanimous, so l'chor, you'd have to give something that is roi for your suda. And if you're the kind of person who eats only fancier things, maybe you could argue that you'd have to only give fancy things. But certainly, again, our approach is always a little more tricky, but certainly the more extreme two approaches, the slave versus Trumas Hadeshen, I think works out nicely in this Ritva. If you held like Trumas Hadeshen, you would reject this Ritva, I would say. But the slave would have no problem with it. So it's not identical, but along these lines of the issue of economic wealth, comes along the Chasam Sofer, he asks a question, and forgive me, I don't remember who, but one of you guys asked this great question last week. I said last week, we'll get to the Chasam Sofer this week. So the Chasam Sofer, one of the people, the earliest people who made this whole sugya famous, he implicitly asked a question we saw last week, which is, if the whole purpose of Mishloach Manos is to help somebody, so do I have to give only people who need help? Or can I even give people who have plenty to eat on their own? So look at the Chasam Sofer. He says in a tshuva, Yesh lomar, afilu islei tuva. Even if that person has a lot, you could still give him. Mikamakom tiknukach shalavayish mi she'en lo. Who wants to explain to me his own words? What is the Chasam Sofer saying? What's he saying? No, don't give me, you're already fancy. What, just tell me, what does the Chasam Sofer say? No, you're already being too, trying to be too fancy. What does he say? He didn't say that word.
Give everyone, yes. So you don't know who's poor or not poor. You're giving everyone.
You don't know who's not poor?
So people, you're not giving only because he's poor. You're giving for like, your charity.
Why not?
Everybody.
He tells you why not. Why not?
Embarrass people. Look at him.
Good. So I'm looking for something very simple. Says the Chasam Sofer, it won't be simple in a second. So that's why I have to start off with the simple part. Says the Chasam Sofer, why are we allowed, again, you only have to give one person, right? Why are we allowed to give one person, even if that person is fabulously wealthy? Come on, am I helping him? He doesn't need my help. So says the Chasam Sofer, is you're right, perhaps, in Chanami. But, nevertheless, Chazal Paskin that way, Kadesh lo levayish mishein lo, so that we don't single out the poor people. If we said you have to give Matanos of Mishloach Monos only to poor people, so we wouldn't be embarrassing them, because everywhere you saw, you know, the car stop and the kids running out and knocking on the door, you would know that's a poor family. Plus, it wouldn't work out for the kids who are trying to get a good tip. But it would be embarrassing them. Says Chasam Sofer, therefore, so we don't embarrass them, we knock on every house on the street, or go to all the different kinds of neighborhoods. So that way, the Misha Einlo who really needs it won't be embarrassed. Ad kan the Chasam Sofer. Any questions on this Chasam Sofer? Good. That's a good question. What's a better question even?
Sorry, you don't say it when you give it.
You are. So what's your good, give me a good question on that. That could happen. Not necessarily. It could happen. You're right. Better though. Ask me better. I don't know what he's held. I didn't say that.
I think maybe even if feed both shittos, he might not be say.
Well, he says you are.
Say because for the food, that means for his.
He says ain echanami, but the Chazal made a takana that you can be yosei, because we don't want to embarrass people.
I'm telling you the reason.
The problem, again, maybe it's so obvious, but it's, sometimes things hide in plain sight. The problem with the Chasam Sofer, how can I say this subtly? It makes no sense! What do you mean I'm not going to change around the whole halacha so that I don't embarrass somebody? Have you heard of the mitzvah of tzedakah? It's a din d'oraisa. It's in the Torah. Did the Torah say, give rich people tzedakah so you don't embarrass the guy who knocks at your door next week? That would be absurd! There's no tzedakah in giving a rich guy. Oh, you'll say that's tzedakah. Okay, matanos le'evyonim. Have you heard of that? It's called le'evyonim. Ah, we're going to embarrass them because I'm only giving poor people matanos le'evyonim? Yeah. But we don't say give a rich guy matanos le'evyonim so that when your neighbor gives the poor guy, he's unembarrassed. This makes no sense. So you'll say, but yeah, but isn't it always better not to embarrass the person that you're giving? Of course it's better. That's why the Rambam has his famous 8 levels, and the highest level is to be able to give somebody anonymously, so that you're not embarrassing them. That's true. But if I have to give the guy a handout on the street, in public, am I yotzei the mitzvah of tzedakah? You better believe it. Of course I am, but mitzvah d'oraisa. Did Chazal come up with some crazy idea, give rich people tzedakah so the poor people don't get embarrassed? No, they said do as best you can not to embarrass people. And that's even better. But they didn't say don't give poor people, give rich people. How does this make any sense? Now, if the purpose is Avas Yisrael, then his whole question made no sense. Because, you know, I'm not a socialist, I didn't vote for Obama. You know, I don't hate rich people. I'm not, but I don't hate them. You know, we want to have Avas Yisrael too. We want to have Achva V'Ava with the rich people too. Especially with the rich people. Why not? So obviously the whole question of the Chasam Sofer would have made no sense. So L'chora, his question reveals the fact that he's working with the Truma Sadeshen. The whole purpose is to help people. So can I help people by giving people that don't need my help? The answer is, that makes no sense. So how do you understand this Chasam Sofer? I was wrapping my head around this. I don't understand. If he holds like the Nos Halevi, his question makes no sense. If he holds like the Trumas Hadashin, his answer makes no sense. So I think that the only explanation is that he holds like us. That the Chasam Sofer holds of the third approach. And that is that on the one hand, the purpose of Shachmanos is a din in the Su'uda. On the other hand, what that means is it's a din in my Su'uda. That it's part of my Su'uda. It's a, so to speak, my Musr. That I wasn't just thinking about myself. I wasn't self-centered. I thought about other people. Now, how does that work into the Chasam Sofer? So I'll tell you, I think it works beautifully. Tzedakah is a din in the makabel, in the recipient. And I'm not just saying something that's obvious. I mean, even as a halachic thing. The Rishonim ask, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? And one of the classic answers given in Rishonim is because you might give the recipient, you might give him, and then he might say, no, thank you. Just got a job yesterday, I don't need it. So if I made the bracha over Las Yosan, and then I give him the money, he doesn't take it, it could be a bracha levatal. That's one of the answers. What does that show? That shows that the kiyum is when the ani gets the money. We saw the same thing from the Binyan Sion last week about Matan Savyonim, where he said also, Matan Savyonim has to be accepted. Mechila would not work for Matan Savyonim. Because tzedakah is a din in the makabel. You get an A for effort, but it's not a mitzvah until the money is in the makabel's hands. As we said, I think the Mishloach Manos, according to the Trumas Hadashin, might be that also. But according to what we're saying, it's different. Now, if you hold that it's a din in the makabel, I'm doing this mitzvah for whose benefit? Mine or yours? Yours, the makabel. That's the key of my mitzvah. So then, which is, tzedakah is the paradigm, I'm doing it for you, the ani's benefit. So it's true that al pi derech hamusar, the more I can do it and preserve your dignity, the better. Why not? Halavai, hit or mitzvah, if you will. But, bottom line, push comes to shove, lu yitzuyer, I can only give you in a way that also, unfortunately, unintendedly, also may embarrass you. Am I allowed to do that? Absolutely, it's a mitzvah. Who gave me a right to do it? Because since I'm anyway doing it for your benefit, the system allows, even though it tries to avoid, but if necessary, avoids for a little bit of your embarrassment, since anyway I'm trying to help you. But according to what we're saying in the Rambam, that the purpose of the mitzvah is not the makabel. I fulfill the mitzvah by giving someone, it's obvious. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is not in the makabel. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is in me. That by me giving, that enhances my avodas Hashem. That is my musr, that helps develop my midos. That I'm a more generous person, I didn't just worry about myself. We saw last week the Rambam Hilchos Yontif, who said, if you don't help anybody, that's like Simchas Kreso, you're just a glutton, you're just a hedonist, Club Med. So that's what we're, according to the Trumas, according to what we're saying, the Shalach Manos is, don't do that. Think about not only your own surah, but think about other people. So yes, I am going to give someone else. But it's really a key in my surah. When the mitzvah is not in the recipient, but really the mitzvah is in me, you know what I'm saying? Then I have no right to fulfill my mitzvah, to improve my midos, my musr, on the back of your embarrassment. And therefore, if I can give you in a way that won't embarrass you, in echanami, that's great. But if the only way I could give you would be to embarrass you, so that I can fulfill my mitzvah of having been a generous guy, that's what's called being a tzaddik in pelts. That's being a tzaddik on the back of somebody else. We don't do that. So you'll say, well, what is that? What would be the case where I would have to embarrass you? Easy, the Chasam Sofer's case. If Chazal were misakin that I could only give to poor people, then memela I would be embarrassing you, because by giving you I'd be pointing out you're poor. And what for what purpose? To help myself. That we don't do. And we asked last week, well, what's exactly the difference between Mishloach Manos and Matan Savyonim? Food, money, come on. Here we see a dramatic difference. Matan Savyonim is the Purim version of tzedakah. And therefore, like tzedakah, the focus is the recipient, and therefore, of course, we only give poor people. How come the Chasam Sofer didn't ask his question? Well, aren't you worried about embarrassing them? And how come he didn't give his answer? Well, yeah, give to rich people too, so we don't embarrass them. Of course not, that would be absurd. It didn't even get off the ground. There's no question, there's no need for an answer. Because it's like tzedakah. Tzedakah, of course, means by definition, you give poor people. Yeah, try better not to embarrass them, that's great. But if you have to, you have to. That's not going to change the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to help them. Mishloach manos the chasam sofer is bothered by, because the purpose of the mitzvah is me. And when the purpose of the mitzvah is me, says the chasam sofer, ein chanami. We are so not allowed to embarrass you for my sake, the chazal even redefined the mitzvah from what they would have done otherwise. You're right, it would have made more sense to only give poor people. But since by doing that, I would have embarrassed somebody, and after all, the purpose is my mitzvah, not for you per se, but it's really for me, therefore we had to rearrange the mitzvah. Any questions? We're good? You know, that clock is broken. Dangerous. I just mentioned quickly, I looked at it twice and I was like, I knew it wasn't 7:30 10 minutes ago, so I figured I was good. I'll just tell you briefly outside the last two nafkaminas, these are more straightforward and simple. In number 10 is a discussion both from the Aruch HaShulchan and then from Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha is most famous, of course, for the Or Sameach, but there's also a sefer called Rav Meir Simcha on Shas. And there in Megillah, he has something as well. Oh, like the Aruch HaShulchan, they discuss, I mentioned this last week, they discuss two different cases. One is Vayigiv Mishloach Manos before Purim, but it gets to you on Purim. That's Aruch HaShulchan's case. Or Meir Simcha's case is, what if I give Mishloach Manos on Purim, but it doesn't get to you till the next day? So again, it's the same kind of a question we saw with the Kashrus question. Yisra Hanah, right? Do we go by the Makabel or the Nosein? When does it have to be Purim? When the recipient gets it or when the giver gives it? And the last point, number 11, okay, that clearly based on the Trumas Hadeshanah and the Manos Levi. Number 11, I alluded to this last week, just wanted to mention to it this week as well, and that is the Bach versus the Pele Yoetz. Should we dafke give a friend? So that's what the Bach says. The whole purpose is Abbas Yisrael, so I should strengthen my friendships. Says the Pele Yoetz, yeah, the whole purpose is Abbas Yisrael, that we should dafke give an enemy. Make shalom with people. Take the opportunity to end fights. Shalom. Friendship. Now, you could argue which one makes more sense. But one thing for sure, if you hold like the Trumas Hadeshanah, then none of it makes a difference. Then give whoever you give, as long as they get the food. Once you hold like the Menorah Salevi, then we can start quibbling. Does it matter? Dafka a friend? Dafka an enemy? But that whole discussion is only based on the Menorah Salevi. If you hold like the Trumas Hadeshanah, it would be nothing to discuss. Okay, I hope a little bit new you learned today, and have a wonderful night.
1 thing he added is that the Hakdama of the Rosh Levi himself also says he also gave. He said he has his own shop, which we have to find out. Maybe he got it from me. He learns it from this Rashi here, by switching suits. Okay, you let me know. You're now armed.
And you're now take him down.
He's already aware that we know what already is.
Take him down. No mercy. He was my Shabbat Becharusa, but I've learned something in 18 years.
Two things. One thing on what you said about Sam Sofer. Even a better way is that if the point is to do for yourself, to give, you know, give yourself closer, that goes exactly, if you would go and embarrass the person, that goes exactly against the point. Even more so.
Right, very good.
And two is last Friday I gave a chuvra on Kibbutz Avim.
Yeah, and?
I used your
how'd it go?
Went very well. I thought I was here.
Whoa!
That's why I did it.
And
it's a little cheesy.
Very cheesy. With Kibbutz Avim, you can always be cheesy. There's no limit on cheesiness with Kibbutz Avim.
I thought that shot a bet, but my father's already said yes, so it was okay.
Fantastic. All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Rosh Ram. What are you guys doing for Shabbos?
I'm actually going to be here. You know, Leib Binyamin is coming.
What's Leib Binyamin?
It's like an organization that has like physical needs. Or, like,
oh, so it's a new Shabbos for everybody?
They were having 15 knives in there.
Are they Israeli or American?
They're Israeli.
Fantastic.
So what they say is, our Rasmus says, you know, if someone wants to share a heart.
Right, you don't need the language is not irrelevant. Right. Right. Very good. Yeah. You guys also in? What are you doing?
I'm here.
Okay. You don't go anywhere?
Good question.
Please.
So there are 11 nafkaminas?
Did I say 11?
So you said the end.
What did I get to? I'll tell you right now. No. It was number 11 on the sheet, or number 10. This was number 11.
Of source 11.
No, this was, I don't do all dafka sources. I do like sections. This was like the 11th section. But no, this was all together. We had how many nafkaminas? I'll tell you. We had, you would try.
That's how you count.
Yeah, I had either 8 or 9.
Oh, 8 or 9?
Yeah, you could find it. You could
I thought it was 9 or 10. You're counting.
Depends on if you want to break up, depending on the wealth of the giver, the wealth of the recipient, is that 1 or 2? Is the Chasam Sofer the same thing as that? It's not Torah Misi Anai. No, I definitely didn't say there was 11. I said in number 11. That's the last two sources I called number 11.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome as always. He says, look, I'll read it with you now. I'm not in a rush. If you're not in a rush, I'll read it with you.
Okay.
Chedush Yer Meir Simcha. Nira Be'enai, Im Shaleach Manos L'Chaver Rabbi Yudalit. So I send Mishlach Manos on the 14th. But I send them lemerchak, far away. So therefore it takes a whole day. It doesn't get to you until the next day, the 15th. So he says, not only are you not yotzei if we're both living in Baltimore or whatever, but even if you live in Yerushalayim, so you get it on your Purim. But the point is, it's not my Purim anymore. Kavachomer, if you don't live in Yerushalayim. But even if you live in Yerushalayim, you're not yotzei. Why? Because obviously, when the Chamayar Simcha, it all goes based on the... No, it all goes based on the giver. It all based on the giver. Right? Whereas if you took a look above in the Aruch HaShulchan, he thinks you are Yotzei in such a case. He's talking about an opposite case though. What if you give on Purim? Excuse me, you give before Purim. There's two different cases. Aruch HaShulchan is Yesh L'Stapik, Mishu Shach, Manos L'Chavero, Kodem Purim. But it gets, so on the 10th of, like your parents. You know, they call up the fruit basket guy in Chicago, wherever, where are you from?
St. Louis.
Oh, that's not that far, Taka.
No.
Okay, the National League Central. Got Chicago, Cincinnati, and St. Louis. Anyway, Joey Votto, the Reds. Anyway. So, what's it called? If they, your parents send it on the 5th, on the 10th of Adar, and it gets to you in Shalvim, they knock on your door at Mishloach Manos on the Adar, on the 14th of Adar from your parents, they're not Yotzei. Aye, but you got it. No, it goes by the giver. So he also agrees, and that's what the Rebbe Meir Simcha. It's a different kind of a case. The Ber Heitev in number 10, the first source there in number 10, the Ber Heitev, he seems to hold it goes based on the recipient. As long as the recipient got it on Purim. Whereas the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chedush Rebbe Meir Simcha, even though they're discussing two different cases, but the common thread in both of them is that they seem to hold that it goes based on the giver.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Let's see, does this work? Did I tape it?
Have they been going on the internet?
They are, but they take forever, so I just decided this week to do it myself.
Alright.
Let's see if I got it. Let's see if it works. How do I get to this? Hello? I'm recording again?